Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
What is up, everybody? Welcome, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, back at with you on this Friday, helping you hopefully get your day started in daily fantasy sports. I am Dan Bock, Mr. DB730, the Daily Fantasy handle. We've been running this podcast out for, 3 years or so now? Absolutely awesome to continue to do it each and every day. And we thank you for the listen and the download. You got a lot of options for you to keep coming back to Roto Grinders. We really appreciate it. And we want to thank FanDuel, who puts their name on this podcast, sponsors it, and has for quite some time right now. So if you haven't made a deposit over there in a good while, might be a good time to do so. On today's show, mainly the discussion is going to be on the baseball games for tonight. You know, we got a pretty big slate, about as big of a slate as you can find. So we will break it down, look at some of the stats, give you our top picks. So obviously, kind of a blueprint for your lineup building experience for today. Obviously, when lineups come out, sometimes some players go up, other players go down, depending on where they're hitting in the order. So definitely check out all of our tools, our Grinders live shows, our Sirius shows. So much up to the second news for you. Obviously, I think with NBA, last second news is a bit more pertinent, but definitely sometimes things can swing depending on lineups. But it's going to be a good basis, again, for your analysis for tonight. A few things to hit up on before we get into the game analysis. First off, pretty busy night out there in the industry. Obviously, FanDuel has their usual Friday contest, but they've also added something new. Of course, they have the Dallas Fantasy Baseball Championship that has been filled up. And now they said they're going to have a good number of these. How about New York City? The New York Fantasy Baseball Championships will be taking place May the 30th out there in NYC. 12 people are going to be competing for $150,000 in cash, including $50,000 going to first, $25,000 to second, $15,000 to third. So they had a queue yesterday filled pretty early. Today they've got a $25 queue as well. So 857 people will compete for it. They do pay out the top 48 spots beyond the trip being first place. So definitely if you're interested in that, it's going to include, you know, like a primo seats at a Mets game. Obviously, they basically throw great parties, and it's in their backyard. I mean, that's where FanDuel's HQ basically is, out there in New York. I've been to their offices. Great, you know, location there and great people. So they're going to put on a good party for sure. So that queue is taking place tonight, and they should be having those moving forward. Again, only 12 spots, and that takes place at the end of May. Over on Fantasy Aces tonight, they've got another one of their World Fantasy, their Fantasy Aces Baseball Championships. You know, there's so many of them. So they've got that going tonight, and that, of course, is going to take place in Angels Stadium, a nice tournament that they're putting together at the end of the summer. So you can qualify for that. I think their entry point on that is about $100. So, and pretty good payouts as well on top of that. So definitely jump over there if you haven't done so yet. DraftKings, you know, it's crazy to kind of, I don't want to say overlook $1 million tournaments, but we kind of did. At the end of the month, April 28th, they're going to have a $1 million tournament, $100,000 per top prize, which I like. That's a not mega top heavy payout. So good job by them. And it's a $300 entry. It's called the Home Run. And basically, again, you got till the end of the month, April 28th. That's actually not too far down the road, just 11 days. And Try and get some of the qualifiers, I mean, or some of the satellites. A good way to get in. I know $300 for, I would say, a good majority of the people playing Daily Fantasy might be too high of a buy-in, but you know what? You can get satellites. They've got, they'll definitely be running multi-ticket satellites for, you know, anywhere from $5 to $25. And, who knows? You might get yourself a couple seats in that. And again, I like the deeper, not so top-heavy payout in that because let's face it, nobody's going to complain with a six-figure, $100,000 payout in a $1 million tournament. Nobody. And, I think, you know, allow some of the people who, again, may even stretch the bankroll a little bit to enter this tournament, give them a chance to, you know, at least maybe double their cash in that. So that's going to be happening towards the end of the month. They still haven't made any big live final announcements for themselves for Major League Baseball. We'll see if that does happen. But lots of great stuff happening all across the industry. Fantasy Feud as well increased some of their GPPs as well. I've been playing over there a little bit, been taking advantage of some overlay. So definitely check it out. Lots of great offerings all across the industry. Take advantage while you can. All right, well, let's get into the games tonight. Busy schedule, lots of great pitching options. Let's do it. All right, we've got so many games, I really can't go one by one through the pitching matchup, so I'll just kind of talk about the ones that are a tad bit more intriguing to me, maybe the lower totals, the surprising totals, so let's go into it. Talk about a surprise, and by the way, Chris Bryant Day out there in Chicago, that's a 220 start, so if you're playing the early games, you can get him in your lineup. He's a good player. But the Brewers and Pirates tonight, little surprise, this is only a 7. Jeff Locke against Jimmy Nelson. Locke's a soft-tossing lefty against a Brewers team, which more times than not can handle left-handers pretty good. But you got Pittsburgh at a minus 130 favorite. So that's kind of scaring me just a little bit in terms of rolling too many Brewers or a Brewers stack out there. Would expect it to be a little bit more. But Pittsburgh, not a great hitter's ballpark. But that matchup in line, a little bit surprising to me. One of the biggest favorites on the day, Max Scherzer against that awful Phillies lineup. He checks in at minus 250, total sitting at 7. So he's going to be a very popular play tonight, rightfully so. Bartolo Colon, the ageless wonder, minus 140 favorite against David Phelps in the Miami Marlins tonight. Again, the total sitting at 7 in that game. Kind of high total out there in Boston. Joe Kelly against Ubaldo Jimenez, 8.5 the number there. Kelly, just a slight favorite in that matchup. Corey Kluber on the road against Minnesota, minus 175 favorite, 7.5. He obviously AL Cy Young winner last year, usually a stud, and tonight probably a pretty good spot for him there. One of the higher totals of the day at a 9 is LA Angels against the Houston Astros, and Roberto Fausto Carmona Hernandez on the mound. Boy, he is not a good pitcher. Going against the Angels and Jared Weaver, who I think he's an overrated pitcher. I don't think he's that great anymore. Houston, obviously, an offense that has sputtered in the early going, but pretty even line right now. You got Angels as a slight favorite at minus 125. Vegas, though, certainly thinks some runs could be scored. Got a few games sitting at 6.5 here. We've got Reds in Cardinals, Waka against Cueto. We also have the Rockies in the Dodgers, and that's what happens when Clayton Kershaw pitches. He is a minus 280 favorite today at home against Kyle Kendrick and the Rockies. And then last couple games, Gallardo for Texas visits Seattle in J-Hap at 7.5. Mariners, pretty steady favorite at minus 160. And same for the Giants, minus 145 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks, PV against Colemanter. So that's just some of the pitching matchups for today. Let's look at some of the salary charts for today. Love looking at this set. Certainly can identify some value for you if you're playing on multiple sites here today. Not a lot of great quote-unquote value necessarily standing out tonight in terms of mispriced guys across the industry. The question is, if you're going to pay up, do you pay up for Kershaw, Scherzer, or Kluber today? For me, it's going to be Max Scherzer. He's the guy that I would prefer over Kershaw. He's 800 cheaper and only 300 more than Kluber. And what I like about him is I think he's got the most maybe K upside there and probably the best matchup. Even though Colorado, you know, Kershaw is Kershaw, he can shut down the Rockies. They certainly do have some dynamic bats in there. The one thing Kershaw, I think, is going for him today is their offense could rock Kyle Kendrick. Same could probably be said for Philly's pitcher Sullivan pitching. O'Sullivan, he's not very good. And then Minnesota's got Pelfrey. So all three of these guys are in an amazing position to get the win. But the K upside in Scherzer, he's just been the most consistent to this point. Kershaw's been very uneven the first couple starts. So never saying Kershaw is a bad play, but I think I'll take the savings here today and roll Max Scherzer as my top high-end play. You move down a little bit, and where do we go in that, you know, middle kind of tier here? It's tough. There's really not a lot that's overly appealing to me on the lower end. Like, I think just rolling those three guys is going to be really smart tonight because I think they're obviously just big favorites, big strikeout guys, and they bring so much more to the table. Potentially Michael Wacha at 8,400 against Cincinnati. Again, though, that's not a gimme price. Like, I don't feel like I can upgrade enough in other positions to take the risk of going against Cincinnati, who, you know, obviously have still some pretty good bats. I'd prefer him against a lefty there. So I'm not sure if I want to roll Michael Wacha today. PV could be interesting at 76. He's a steady favorite, big ballpark against an Arizona team who did hit well yesterday, obviously against Madison Bumgarner. So I think his ownership might be a little bit lower than you'd expect. So at 7,600, I would probably go there. At 7K or less, maybe Jimmy Nelson against Pittsburgh. I did talk about that being a fairly low total in that game at 7, so he's at 6,800. He's probably the one guy I might throw a dart with in that low area if you wanted to, you know, obviously load up on some bats. But for me, I'm paying up today for starting pitching. You probably should too. Let's look at some of the splits for today, for the starting pitchers. So guys who struggled versus right-handed bats. Leading us off, David Phelps. Kind of a little reverse splits here, going with the Miami pitcher going against the New York Mets. 356 is WOBA, 805 the OPS against righties in the last 50-plus innings for him. Luck maybe not on his side. BABIP 339, but overall, righties have had a pretty good day against him over the last year or so. Jimmy Nelson, another guy, 349 versus righties, 781 OPS. And one thing I noticed, I picked up on this. I love looking. We got so many tools on Roto Grinders. I mean, you could literally, you know, just spend all day looking at things. But Jimmy Nelson throws a ton of fastballs. I think it's like 76% fastballs. And Andrew McCutchen, he hits fastballs really, really well. And he hits right-handed pitching pretty decent tonight, too. So he might be a guy you want to consider for a high-priced outfielder today in that matchup. Jeff Locke against righties, not very good. 342 the WOBA in the last 100 innings. And, again, not a guy who has a particularly great K rate, below 7 per 9 innings. And all in all, I mean, home run per fly ball, 14.7% leave the yard on those fly balls. So going against a team like Milwaukee, you got Braun, you got Lucroy, you got Gomez, you got Aramis. I mean, there's a lot of big right-handed bats in Milwaukee, so certainly Jeff Locke looks like one to maybe avoid tonight. And Bartolo Colon, 331 against righties, the weighted OBA for him. And another guy who home run to fly ball rate at about 13.1%. He's been really good the first two games, but he's 41 years old. I think Father Time, I believe it is, will catch up to him at some point in time, and it might be tonight. By the way of a Giancarlo Stanton dong, we will see. Guys who have struggled against lefties, kind of reverse splits, at least last year for the 31 innings pitch he had was Jay Happ at 379, OPS of 873 there against Texas. That's definitely a pitcher's ballpark there. I'm not necessarily going to load up on, you know, Texas lefty bats or anything like that, but maybe just don't have to necessarily be afraid of them. Jeremy Guthrie, not good against lefties. You're looking at a 364 WOBA, OPS sitting at 828, and the guy doesn't really K any lefties either. Going against Oakland, you might want to see what lineup they put together. Sam Fold, I believe, might fit that profile leading off for them tonight. But some of those Oakland lefty bats could be sneaky here. That's not a game I think a lot of people will necessarily target, so could be an advantage to you. Kyle Kendrick against the lefties, again, 360 the WOBA, 826 the OPS, and I think you look at guys like Adrian Gonzalez, Andre Ethier. I think there's a number of guys that we could consider here in that Dodgers lineup to put together a pretty good game against Kyle Kendrick. And Ubaldo Jimenez, 354, his weighted OBA last season. And, you know, you look at the walk rate, 16.7%. Ouch, that's not good. That's a good way to get men on base, and then you give up a home run, and next thing you know, you're down 3-0. I think Boston bats, somewhat intriguing here. Even a guy like Panda today, David Ortiz, all these guys, take a look at Boston for some bats. Okay, let's look at who's had success and who hasn't against their respective teams here today. And we'll start with Ubaldo Jimenez. 966 OPS and 118 at-bats to Boston hitters. And strikeout rate's not terrible at 22.9%, but all in all, you know, 331 batting average, 423 OBP. That's a high number for Ubaldo. So I think there's a reason. Maybe that total is as high as it is. Kyle Kendrick as well against Dodger bats, 92 at-bats, and you're looking at a abysmal K rate of 7.6%, a OPS of 933, batting average 337, OBP at 390. So again, Dodger bats, really no trouble with Kyle Kendrick in a pretty big sample size. And Jeff Locke as well against Milwaukee, 325 OBP. The OPS is a little bit high at 790, so he's given up what looks like 29 hits in 114 at-bats with 12 walks and only 16 strikeouts against Milwaukee batters. So, you know, again, the total scares me a little bit, but the matchup screams Brewers should do well. Okay, guys who might not have had, or guys who have had good luck against their opposing teams. Sonny Gray against the Royals, 11 Ks and 45 at-bats against them, only given up 8 singles in those 45 at-bats, so he's held them in tow. Gallardo, not bad against Seattle as well, you know, 26% K rate, a 111 batting average, 12 Ks and 45 at-bats, so Gallardo's done well against Seattle hitters in the past. And Drew Hutchinson, not bad against Atlanta, K rate at almost 27%, 14 Ks and 52 at-bats. Again, that team is a little bit different. I think a few less strikeouts in Atlanta's lineup than they had in years past. So, but again, this is based on the players that are on Atlanta now. So it doesn't include Dan Ugla, Justin Upton, BJ Upton, those guys. So just some numbers there to consider, guys who have had a little bit of success against their opponents. Jimmy Nelson, again, hasn't played. He actually pitched against Milwaukee, against Pittsburgh just about a week ago, and I think he had like 7 or 8 strikeouts that day. Really dominated them. But, you know, some people will look at that and be like, okay, well, he has their number. Or you could look at it and say, hey, you know, they just faced him a week ago. I mean, I think there is some credence to the hitters having the advantage when you face a pitcher, you know, basically 2 weeks in a row, 2 games in a row. So that worries me a little bit on whether or not Jimmy Nelson can kind of carry that momentum from last start to this start. Advantage hitters in that situation. Okay, let's move on to some of the batters that we want to look at here today. And we'll start for BBP for people who like that stat. I use it. It's not like my decider, but certainly it's something that I look at. And certainly if the sample size is big enough, I will throw it under consideration. A few guys that stand out for me. Jonathan Lucroy, you know, only 15 at-bats, so it's not huge sample size. But Drew also 5 walks on top of that with a 400 batting average and a home run double, you know, 400 batting average altogether. So there's, again, some success against Jeff Locke. He's been a lefty masher for his career. Put those two and two together. Looks pretty good situation there. Maybe some surprise numbers. Pablo Sandoval, 324 and 34 at-bats against Ubaldo, but also 10 Ks. Pretty high K rate there. But when he does hit it, you know, he's got 2 homers, a triple, and 2 doubles. So he's got some extra base looks as well against Ubaldo Jimenez. Let's see, Ryan Braun, 320 at-bats against Jeff Locke as well. We've got John Jay against Johnny Cueto, 27 at-bats against him, 440 that batting average, including three home runs, which is a bit surprising because John Jay is not really a power bat by any extreme. You know, this isn't Mark McGwire we're talking about. So for him to have three home runs against any one pitcher, intriguing to say the very least. I don't know if I want to go that route, but there's, you know, some history to back up him having success against him. In terms of guys who struggled, you got Jay Bruce, 16 at-bats, 8 Ks against Michael Wacha with 0 hits. We'll see if he's even in the lineup today. Logan Morrison against Yovani Gallardo, again, 5 Ks, 0 hits, 14 at-bats against him in his career. So, a couple of guys who have not had the best of luck. Same with Billy Hamilton against Wacha, 1-for-14, I believe, against him in his career. All right, let's look at some of the split stats today and our top targets kind of the day. You've got Troy Tulowitzki. You know, he's a lefty masher, 397, but that lefty today is Clayton Kershaw, so good luck with that one. Ramis Ramirez against Jeff Locke, 327, his batting average, a wOBA sitting at about 440 in the last 100-plus at-bats, so pretty good matchup setting up for him. Again, Willian Rosario, you're looking at some good bats out there in that Colorado lineup, certainly against lefties, 422 against southpaws. Got to assume he is in the lineup today. Adrian Beltre against southpaws, 421. He gets Jay Happ, so that stands out as a plus situation for him. And that's pretty much about it on the lefties side of things. On the righties, again, you're going to see a lot of these same names when, you know, we talk about righties and wOBA. And today, Andrew McCutchen, Jorge Soler, and Mike Trout, all over 400 in their wOBAs against righties. Michael Brantley, we'll see if he's in the lineup. If he is, that could be an intriguing pick today going against Cleveland. He did take some batting practice yesterday, hasn't played in a while, had some kind of back stiffness, but he's a guy who's a bit expensive. I think he's 4,100 on FanDuel. Not a lot of people will have him, but he's been a, you know, a righty killer, and Pelfrey is somebody who has really given up a ton of power numbers to left-handed bats. So keep an eye on Michael Brantley potentially tonight. Lucas Duda continues to be red hot against Phelps. Phelps, though, again, kind of some reverse splittage there, so I'm not sure if I want to roll Duda out tonight, even though we've got that hot streak necessarily rolling for him lately. Okay, let's look at some wOBA by position guys that stand out. Jonathan Lucroy, when you add the matchup wOBA, when you consider what that basically is, what a, you know, the handedness of the pitcher, lefties versus righties, which of course Lucroy is a righty, so you look at his righty versus lefties, and he pretty much takes the cake tonight at 356, his matchup wOBA. I think he'll be a really popular play tonight. The guy I really like tonight, who I think people are going to sleep on, is Yasmani Grandal against Kyle Kendrick. He is somebody who I look at, and his salary is low. You look at his numbers as a hitter, and all his power comes from that left side. So he's going to obviously be hitting there today. I like that offense. I think Grandal is a guy I certainly want some exposure to today. First base, you've got Jose Abreu. That's the early game, so we can ignore that. Freddie Freeman kind of checks in atop the list for today. 372 against Drew Hutchinson, who not necessarily great against lefties, so not a explosive offense there in Atlanta, but Freddie Freeman, pretty consistent performer. Adrian Gonzalez, you like him, but do you like his price? He's probably at a near all-time high for him, but he's been seeing the ball well going against Kyle Kendrick, so the matchup is plus. David Ortiz against Jimenez, 359 that matchup wOBA. Again, we talked about the struggles for Jimenez against left-handed bats. Ortiz, he pretty much mashes both sides, but if you've, you know, gonna take one, you'd take a righty over the lefty. So certainly not a guy who shows up on our wOBA charts today. Over at second base, you got Neil Walker against Jimmy Nelson, 358 in that splits matchup. Ben Zobrist against Guthrie. We talked about lefties having a nice advantage, nice power. Well, Ben Zobrist, there you go. There's a guy who fits that profile and certainly could maybe take advantage of that. Robbie Cano against Gallardo. Gallardo's actually been pretty tough against lefties, so surprised he checked in at the top 10 wOBA in the matchup wOBA, but I think that just proves how good Cano is against right-handed pitching, and he gets one tonight. I think he's probably really ready for it. You know, last couple games, you've had Seattle face some lefties, but he gets a righty here today against Gallardo. Over at third base tonight, Adrian Beltre against Hap, one of the top matchup wobas of the day at 372. Talked about Pablo Sandoval. I think he stands out as a pretty good play at third base, 355. And Pedro Alvarez as well against Nelson in the top 10. But he also, I think he's first base over on FanDuel. Shortstop, tough position tonight. I mean, I wouldn't really pay up for Tulo against Kershaw. That's not something that I really want to do. So you can move down just a little bit. You got Jimmy Rollins potentially against Kendrick, who has a little bit of upside. Hanley Ramirez has been hot swinging the bat as well. Elvis Andrews against Jay Happ, pretty nice matchup woba there. And Eric Ibar against Fausto Carmona Hernandez. Yeah, 327 the matchup woba for him. And then in the outfield, I talked about McCutcheon. He definitely fits the profile. Again, Michael Kadire, righty on righty, is sometimes going to work out. And today might be the day against David Phelps. Mike Trout against Hernandez. I think Trout's a great play tonight. It's going to be so hard to get him in. He'll be way under-owned. Again, I was looking at batter versus pitcher or pitch type. And one thing that Trout hits really well. Well, he hits everything really well, but he hits changeups really well. And you've got a guy in Hernandez who throws, I think it was like 29% plus changeups, which is actually quite a bit for most pitchers. So could be a real good spot for Mike Trout. But good luck fitting him in your lineup today if you want to get in one of these top pitchers. Giancarlo Stanton checks in as well against Bartolo Colon as a pretty good play in our WOBA charts. Again, most of this information, you can find it over there in our Daily Fantasy Batter Hub. Okay, let me give you some guys that I've got rolling in my lineups tonight. I've spoken about most of these guys already. I really like Grandal at catcher today. Obviously, I think that a lot of people are going to be on Jonathan Lucroy based on the matchup. The price isn't terrible. I like the savings I can get, but no fault for you if you want to go Lucroy tonight. Over at first base, it's a little bit tougher too because you got high-priced options and Adrian Gonzalez at 5K. You know, Albert Pujols against Roberto Hernandez is, I'm never going to say that's a bad play, but Freeman looks like the most obvious kind of cash game play today. 3,500 against Hutchinson in a very good hitter's ballpark there. I think he's probably going to be in the majority of my cash games, tonight. Second base, if you want to pay up, I think Cano looks good at 3,900, a little bit cheaper. Dustin Pedroia, he's got pretty good BVP as well against, Ubaldo, and we talked about his struggles keeping the ball in the strike zone. So again, he's not the lefty that he has struggled against, but hey, if you want to stack up the Red Sox, I'm not against putting Dustin Pedroia on my team today. Jason Kipnis potentially against Minnesota. We talked about power bats for Cleveland here. Pelfrey's a guy who's given up big home run totals to lefties, so this might be a really good spot to roll Jason Kipnis at 3,400. Value-wise, not a lot that's standing out to me. Brandon Phillips, I don't hate him here today. I mean, you look at it, he's got hits in four straight games, and three of those have been multi-hit games. Now, didn't really drive in a lot of runs, didn't score a lot of runs. They weren't extra base hits, but at least he's seeing the ball well. For under 3K, not the worst play in the world today if you need to find some value there. And that's pretty much it. Again, not a ton of value really standing out to me. Possibly Aaron Hill at a min salary punt. He made some pretty good contact yesterday. So he's, again, a possibility at that min salary price point. Over at third base, I can give you a name I haven't spoken up about here today, but Lonnie Chisenhall. Again, if he's in the lineup tonight against Pelfrey, I'm all about using some Cleveland bats here. Pelfrey's not good. And that Minnesota ballpark, it's not a pitcher's ballpark by any stretch, so I'm going to side with Cleveland bats in this one. And Chisenhall, 2,700 on FanDuel tonight, pretty good value there. Let's see, who else we want? There's going to be a day where you want to roster Trevor Plouffe because he's really underpriced. Today is not the day against Corey Kluber, but I'm telling you, there is going to be a day for that. Aramis Ramirez underpriced as well, and you know hasn't hit the ball well. Only six hits and 35 at bats, and only two of those have gone for extra bases, but does get the lefty in Locke, who's not a big strikeout guy, so you can't beat the salary on him. I think, again, these Brewers bats are going to be popular because they're pretty cheap, all things considered here today. Beltre at 3,500, kind of on the upper tier of things that you can look at. Arenado, I'm going to pass, obviously, in this matchup. Shortstop tonight could be a good spot to go cheap. I'm looking at Matt Duffy here, going against Josh Colemanter. Duffy hits in 5 straight games, multi-hit game last night. I mean, the production has been consistent. The salary is still mega cheap, $2,500. So, again, not the best hitter's ballpark, but the guy's making contact, been hitting high in that order, should be again today. So, $2,500. Look to Matt Duffy to be a good option for you at the shortstop spot. Jose Ramirez as well, $2,600. If you want to get on those Cleveland bats, I'm definitely running a Cleveland stack out today somewhere. Definitely. Jimmy Rollins at 3,600, a little bit expensive for my blood. I'd prefer Jed Lowry at 3,400 going against Weaver, who he's had a little bit of success against in his career. And that's pretty much what I'm looking at there. Maybe Asdrubal Cabrera, 2,900, going against Warren. Again, hasn't had a hit in the last 4 games. It's not like he was going against great pitchers in those games either, but he's cheap, middle of the order, and so damn tempting, that is for sure. In the outfield, I'll throw some names out there. Obviously, in the high end, you always love Mike Trout. Today's no different. Really think he's in a good spot tonight. Same with Stanton, you know, looking really good lately. Had a couple of extra base hits yesterday, including a home run. I am not worried that Bartolo eventually is going to come back down to earth. Is it going to happen today? Very well could. Nelson Cruz, his salary's up at $4,800. I don't think a lot of people will be on him in the right-handed matchup against Gallardo. He's a guy you love to roll out versus lefties, but he's homered in, 5-6 straight games, something like that? And, again, kind of the splits indicate that Gallardo, you know, can give it up to right-handers here, too. So I'm not going to be on Cruz. I think it's only tournament play for me. If I'm playing cash and I'm going to roster somebody in that range, you know, it's a Trout. It's going to be probably a McCutcheon, maybe a Giancarlo Stanton, even a Bryce Harper today. Harper's in a good righty-lefty matchup here tonight against Philadelphia. Moving down a little bit in terms of salary, under 4K, we've got Ryan Braun at 3,800 versus a lefty. That is almost always a plus situation, so we will put him on our list. I like Christian Yelich again tonight. Called him out yesterday and had a stolen base, a hit, did pretty well today, $3,500. I think he's underpriced. Still think he's, you know, going to be a right round 4K player, so take advantage of it. Good matchup here against the righty in Bartolo, so Yelich, going to put him on my list of potential plays here tonight. And then we're going to kind of go cheap and find some kind of off-the-radar guys. Dustin Ackley, has been hitting righties really well this season. Hasn't played the last 2 games, so he's probably ready to get out there. He's at 3K. Again, if you want to stack up against Gallardo, he's one guy you might consider throwing in. The value play I love today, Andre Ethier at 2,600, going against Kyle Kendrick. And look at his last 4 games. 2 hits, 1 hit, 1 hit, 2 hits. 5, 7, 3, 4. That's his fantasy point production on FanDuel. So he is doing a lot with the opportunity. You know, you look at, obviously Matt Kemp departing. It still is somewhat platoon out there in that outfield, but I'm pretty sure Ethier will be in that lineup tonight against Kendrick. And he usually hits about 5th, I believe, in that order. So I like him a good bit tonight with those, as some of those LA bats have had success. John Jay, we talked about BVP. If you're a believer, maybe a good case study today, because it doesn't really stand out as a huge, huge play here, but 2,500, and we talked about those power numbers in the past against Johnny Cueto. And that's pretty much it in terms of some of the guys that I'm looking at. Certainly tune in to all of our Grinders live shows. We've got 3 of them today, starting at 3:30, SiriusXM at 6 o'clock, and best of luck in all your matchups. Alrighty, let me tell you about my friends over there at FanDuel. We spoke about their New York baseball championships that's happening. And of course, they still have all their other great tournaments, including playoff basketball starting up on Saturday. Saturday's not bad. You got a nice 4 days or 4-game slate on Saturday. So take advantage of that if you still want your daily fantasy hoops. Playboy Mansion qualifier number 12 tonight, $200, the buy-in price point there. It will almost certainly fill. And again, the NYC Fantasy Baseball Championship, that's only $25 today. So you can win an opportunity to go to New York and compete in that tournament. The Grand Slam, pretty big tonight. $250,000 at $250K, $25 the buy-in price point there. And lots of other tournaments, single-entry tournaments as well. So take advantage. Double ups, large field ones all over the place, single entry ones as well. 223 single entry, $5 double up. Hit them up. Hit them up. That's the way to do it. So they're great friends of ours here at Roto Grinders and this podcast, and can't wait to see what they have for their big baseball event. We know it's coming. We know the dates. We just don't know how much. So definitely, if you haven't been to FanDuel in a while, give them a chance to earn your daily fantasy business, FanDuel.com. And with that, we are done for today. And we'll obviously return to the podcast, same time, same place tomorrow. We thank you so much for joining us. If you've got any feedback, you can find me on Twitter at Dan_Bach. You spell that B-A-C-K. You can also catch me Sirius tonight, 6 Eastern. Chris Beermakers Fan Prince and myself will break down the slate. You can check his six-pack out a little bit later today. That should hit. That's always one of the better pieces of content we have. Most of our stuff is just excellent. But that one in video form, it's always fun to watch and see who Beer's Beast of the Night is going to be. And again, you can hit me on email, dan@rotogrinders.com, if you've got something to tell me. It's a little bit longer than 120 characters or whatever the heck it is on Twitter. But till then, have yourself a great night, a great weekend, and good luck in your daily fantasy contests. And as always, we will see you.
Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Don't miss an episode by subscribing to it on iTunes and Stitcher. And for up-to-the-minute DFS news, please follow us on Twitter at Roto Grinders.